Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on a rainy Saturday morning that's going to end up gorgeous by the end of it. Speaking of gorgeous, Rose Gray here.
Oh, my gosh.
All summery in her white dress, ready to go and talk travel today. How are you?
I'm really good. You listeners are going to want to pay full attention to the entire hour because
we've got so much going on.
So, especially a surprise guest in the second half hour.
Okay.
So, that's enough about that. So, I don't want to, you know, I'm such a blabbermouth. If I start talking, I'll just
keep it away.
So, all right. But in the first half hour, we've got one of our travel advisors, Julie Aaron, joining us.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Hey, Julie. So Rose has to keep her mouth sort of shut because we haven't got all the details released yet for some big news that's happening this July. You want to tell us a little bit without giving it away?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. We have a July sale that is for our nonstop exclusive vacation flights. Anywhere to Cancun, Punta Cana, Jamaica, all over. And it's going to be exciting.
It is exciting. So, Julie, this is going to be you. So, when did you join Fox World Travel?
I started at the end of January.
Okay. So, this is going to be your very first Fox World Travel July sale. Have all of your coworkers who have been here for a while just pumped you up?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. They've been telling me constantly how exciting this is going to be.
And so here's the thing. It's July, and although it's a little rainy where we are, for those of you who are listening elsewhere, it might be delightful, but it's so hard to think about winter when it's this beautiful outside. But Julie, why should people start thinking about their winter vacation now?
Because the sale.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The sale that Rose said I can't talk about. Yeah.
You want to be one of the first ones to get on those flights because they do book up really quickly.
Exactly. Aren't we so lucky in Milwaukee? We have got nonstop to Riviera Maya, Jamaica, Punta Cana, Puerto Vallarta, and Cabo San Lucas. And then you can also find nonstop to Huatulco and Zihuatanejo Ixtapa out of Chicago. And we're so lucky that out of this Midwest market, we can sustain those nonstop charters. So, Julie, since I can't give too much information out yet, can you just tell us how somebody can, like, maybe be one of the lucky ones who finds out a little bit more a little bit earlier than anybody else?
They just have to call in.
Exactly.
I mean, if you call in and talk with one of our advisors, we can definitely help you out.
Yeah. So I know you love one of the destinations that is served by one of these nonstop value flights. What is that destination, Julie?
Jamaica is one of my favorites. It's such a great country. I mean, they have some beautiful beaches. You know, they've got waterfalls and lagoons. They've just got everything that you can ask for, really.
And Julie and I were prepping for this.
Resort.
Yeah, and Julie and I were prepping for this, and she knows that I love, 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 love Jamaica. And I asked her the question that is always tough for us: what is your favorite resort in Jamaica? But you were able to answer pretty quickly. What is that?
It's actually two resorts. It's the Secret St. James and the Secret Wild Orchid. They're fantastic. It's like, you know, you've got two resorts all in one. So why wouldn't you want to go?
Exactly. And it's an adults-only resort, right, Julie?
It is. It is an adults-only resort, but it's a fantastic one. I mean, they got jerk stations that smell amazing. And it's just a fun entertainment atmosphere.
Perfect. And so we know that Jamaica offers three different cities that would be three different destinations: Montego Bay, Ocho Rios, and Negril. All of them are unique and different and in very different ways. This particular resort is located where, Julie?
Montego Bay.
Right. And we used to sort of sail away from Montego Bay, but now a lot of people are trying to avoid that drive to Ocho or Negril. Not that it's horrible. They've really done some great work on the roads. But I like when I land to be with in 30 minutes or less of the resort that I'm staying at.
That is
at.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. And
it is pretty nice.
This one does have that. So what are the differences between Wild Orchid and St. James, even though they're the same complex?
Their decor is a little bit different in each one of them. You've got your own private area for each section, and then yet you have that whole common area, if you will. And it's just really nice how they're separated, but yet together.
And I know you mentioned the jerk, but can you tell us a little bit more about the cuisine there?
The food is, it's fantastic. You can't go wrong with the food.
It is. And honestly, the beautiful thing about a Secrets is it is a 5-star resort. And so you can feel confident that you're going to get some of the creme de la creme when it comes to service, when it comes to amenities, and when it comes to cuisine. So, again, Julie, what can people do if they want to get on that list so that they can know about this July sale earlier than anybody else?
They got to call in.
Yeah,
just have to call in and talk with one of the advisors.
Exactly. And then another thing they can do, Julie, is go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. There's a contact us button, and that would give you an opportunity to get your information to us. And then also scrolling on the banner of our website is some information, Fox exclusive early booking sale. And then it says, get on the list. Fill that out. Because Julie, you can do your job so much better, right? When you've got preliminary information.
Yes, absolutely. The more information we can have, like dates and places, it really helps.
Right. And how many people are in your party and what are the ages? Because you should be able to find some resorts where under 12 is getting maybe a by the air only deal, or there are just deals out there to be had. So the best thing to do, as Julie said, is either give us a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO. That's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Or fill out, contact us, or fill out the get on the list. And that will get you to a travel advisor who will make a connection with you before the dates are announced. So, Julie, any last words of wisdom about this fabulous July sale?
It's summer, but it's still time to think about winter, because we all know after 4th of July, it goes quick.
Winter is coming.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Doom.
So, I have questions for Julie. Can you hang on the line through the break here and stick with us for a little bit? Okay, we do need to take a break. Julie's going to stick around with us. It is a Fox World Travel Show. Get your calls in. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Going to be beautiful once the rain gets through. Sunny and 75 by the lake, 80 inland, but we're thinking snow because we want warm destination talk here. So we do have Julie Aaron on the line. She is a travel advisor with Fox World Travel. And I know that because I went to find a travel advisor. And there's Julie in her lovely picture on the website. So I know what you look like, even though you don't know what I look like, Julie. That sounded weird. Okay, but the reason I wanted you to hang on the line, because on your little bio here, there's a map of recent trips that you've taken. I see Jamaica that we talked about. You've been to Belize. You've been to Costa Rica. And that's what I want to talk to you about. You've been there recently. What, when we go next year, my family's going, what can we not miss in Costa Rica?
You definitely want to go up to the Arenal Falls volcano. It's really beautiful up there. Rainforest. You've got zip lining. You've got beautiful waterfalls. There's so much to do. It's a beautiful country.
So is that something where you're going to take a bus and be there for the day, or is there an excursion that you buy onto? What's the best way to do that?
You're gonna want to do an excursion from the resort that you're staying at, and then it's a nice little bus ride, but it's definitely worth it. You can do horseback riding, you can do the zip lining, and then go down into the waterfall area, and then go into sulfur bath. There's so much to do.
So is that a one-day thing, or is that a couple days you want to take to do that?
You can do that all in one day. It's okay. A long day. It's definitely a good long
but
day.
Worth
You'll
it.
Be tired when you get back.
So, Dayton, I should ask you this. So your family is planning on staying on the North Coast where all the all-inclusives are kind of located. Okay, so there's a couple ways, right, Julie, to do it. You can fly into San Jose and then take one of their winding roads and make your way up there, or you can fly into Liberia. And so that's typically what vacationers who are willing to dedicate 7 days to a vacation are going to do.
Okay.
Another really fun thing to do is go see the Monte Verde Cloud Forest. That's probably a day trip. And Julie, did you zip line when you were in Costa Rica?
I did.
Okay.
I did. It was really
so
fantastic.
Tell Dayton he cannot miss zip lining. It was invented in Costa Rica.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've zip lined many times, but I'll do it again. I love it.
Oh no, this if you no matter where you've zip lined, this will knock
this
its socks
than
off.
All of
right?
It, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, by far.
Okay.
By far. It's way better.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you're going treetop to treetop, and it's really fantastic.
So if somebody's listening right now and they want to have Julie as their advisor,
yep.
Can they do that? Can
Absolutely.
You specify?
Yep. So you said it at the as we came out of break. So how did you find Julie?
I went to foxworldtravel.com. Right at the top, it says travel. There's a drop down that comes on. It says find a travel advisor.
And you just put Julie's name in there.
I just put Julie.
Yeah, exactly.
And there it came. So if you want to work with Julie, do that, and she'll be glad to reach out to you. You'll leave a message, right? Is that still the contact us, and then you say, I want to work with Julie, or can you message her directly?
You can message her directly.
Oh, right here where it says contact Julie Arend, I bet I would click that.
That's exactly right.
I just
right.
found it. Okay.
This is why you lead us, Dayton.
That's right.
Because you are such a
detective.
Yeah.
I can find things out. All right, Julie, thank you so much for being on with us. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Julie.
Go
Thanks
enjoy
for...
the rest of your beautiful Saturday.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620 is the old National Bank talk and text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. It is 9:24, going to be 75 by the lake today, 80 inland. The sun will be shining, even though it doesn't seem like it right now. I guess it's still raining out there a little bit,
a little
but it's
bit.
Clearing out. As I look at the screen behind you, Rose, it says Italians are eating insect pasta. Is that something you've done on the trips that you've taken?
And I've eaten crickets. I've eaten worms in Africa. So if somebody had pasta with insects, I'd probably eat it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go over to Dave in Bayview. Good morning, Dave. What's your question?
Hi, Rose. We're going on a cruise to Iceland and Greenland. And I heard you talk once before of a phone you can buy for use on the ship. And what is the name of that phone?
Yep. So it's mobile, mobal.com. And what's beautiful about this is you may have coverage from your provider when you're on the land, but when you are on a ship, you never want to use your phone because you are paying for a satellite call. And mobile, mobal.com, offers satellite phones. So you technically are not being charged a satellite ship-to-shore fee for that service. So I think they're becoming... They've grown over the years and kind of expanded their product line because they knew they were competing with the providers that now do give you service. But on a ship, you definitely want to use a satellite phone, and that's the one I recommend, mobal.com.
Okay, I thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Enjoy that cruise. Yikes, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thanks for listening, Dave. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. Got a text here. It says, morning briefly, Isla Mujeres, Mexico, please.
Okay. Isla Mujeres is an island that you get to from Cancun. You take a ferry over, and they go a couple times a day. And it used to be a pretty remote and kind of a day trip kind of a thing.
Yep, I've done that.
Now there's resorts there, and I know, for example, there is one of our travel advisors named Elizabeth. You can find her by clicking on the Find an Advisor link, and she loves Zoetree at Isla Mujeres. So that's one of the many resorts that are being built up there. You get around on golf carts.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Do you remember that?
I do.
And the beach is fantastic.
Yep.
And it's growing. There's no other way for me to tell you this. Oh, there's also an a Secrets Resort, which is Impressions. That's brand new. That's on Isla Mujeres. Okay. So again, little remote places that maybe now were kind of a kitschy, niche-y little place are now becoming very, very popular. And it's not for everybody. It's pretty mellow. Okay, so you went on a day trip. Right. I went on a day trip. Yep. A day is fine for me there.
Yep.
Yeah. Plus, my friend Jenny was driving the golf cart. I still have kidney damage from the bad driver that she was, because there's the sleeping policeman, the speed bumps called? Topo.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, topo, I think they're called. Anyway, she would drive very fast over those, which was. So you got to, not for everybody, but if you were looking for real solitude with an opportunity to go into a fun little town and party and go back to the real solitude, Isla Mujeres is for you.
All right. We are going on a Rhine River cruise from Zurich to Amsterdam. Can you provide some suggestions on how to handle bringing some local currency?
Okay. So the local currency for those destinations and every place you will be going along the way would be euros. My MO has always been I bring local currency for the first place I'm going to arrive, because I don't like being without money. You can find an ATM machine. You can go to a Thomas Cook currency exchange in the airport, but then you're holding up your party.
Right.
So why not just go to your local bank and get some local currency? And if that doesn't work, and very few banks now won't accommodate that, you can go to travelex.com. And even though that is also an insurance company, they do deal in foreign currency and they will send you foreign currency.
All right. Great question. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620.
Welcome back.
What a perfect vacation.
Dreams were your ticket.
This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Evan, you are clever. It is a Fox World Travel Show. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here. At the top of the hour, you mentioned that we had a special guest on the second half, and we're into the second half, so...
So drum roll, please.
Yeah, welcome back.
We are so excited to have in the studio not only Gene Miller, but his lovely wife, Luann, as well. Welcome, guys.
We come as a team.
Hi.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So how about that welcome back? So how do you like the new studios?
Well, yeah, I drove all the way to Radio City thinking that's where we're going to do the show. You know, old habits die hard after 35 years, 40 years. But, you know, this is beautiful. They saved all the nice toys for the new kids, so enjoy.
Right. They're like, Gene's gone. Let's fix up the place.
Exactly. So you didn't just come to visit. You've got a special announcement. What is that special announcement?
We're going to Ireland in August of 2024. And we have not been, Luann and I, to Ireland since 2020. So the world is a different place.
No, 2000.
What did I say? 2020? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
2000. I don't think anyone was traveling in 2020.
True. 2000 is when we have last been to Ireland. So the world's a different place. And I'm sure Ireland still has all the stuff that we remember and then some.
Okay. So did you just do the southern part of Ireland?
Just the swing. Yeah. We went from, Shannon. Shannon and then south and then east and then north up to Dublin.
All right. We're going to do things a little differently this time. How about that? This is a very unique itinerary. And Gene and Luann are such unique people that we just didn't want to do the same old, same old. I love the Irish smile, as I call it, Dublin to Shannon. It's lovely. I adore it. However, we're going to start in Dublin and we're going to go northwest and we're going to head that way. And we're going to do some real in-depth visits. And we have to be honest about this. This is a one night hotel stay or two night hotel stay itinerary. But we had to do that. You know, we'd love it if we could stay someplace for 4 or 5 nights, but we needed to do that to accommodate this itinerary. So Gene, when I approached you with this itinerary, what did you and Luann talk about and what made you love this itinerary?
We both love Ireland, and the fact that we haven't seen that northern part is very, very fascinating. And we wanted to go back quite clearly, because we want to see the things we saw before and introduce some new adventures into our Irish memory. And once you've been to Ireland, there's just something about it. You never see green, the shades that you do in Ireland. What do they say, 40 shades of green or something like that? But and the people are so nice. Those are the allures that brought us back, the chance to reacquaint and also to explore anew.
And that's why they call it the Emerald Isle, because it is absolutely. And so it's a perfectly lovely time to go. It's the end of August and then into September. So 22 August, we're leaving. It's an 11-day, so it's pretty in-depth. So we are doing what you thought you should do, Dingle Peninsula, Ring of Kerry, all that kind of thing. But lots of other, we're going to bake scones, Luann.
Exactly. That's what was appealing to me yeah. is all the different experiences that they offer.
Yeah. So it's just unique. And how you can find out more about this is it's on Facebook already, for sure. But we also want to tell people that you could go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Boy, Dayton, we've certainly referenced that a lot today.
Yeah.
Go to vacation travel, then go to Fox Group Vacations and do a little scrolling and you will find Spectacular Ireland with Gene Miller. You have an itinerary. You have a map. You have a picture of his shining face. You have a description of some of the things we're going to be doing. But if you need more information, we can accommodate that. And we give you pricing for air inclusive. If you are one of those people who are live streaming this from who knows where in the United States and you don't want to join us from Chicago, you can do your own air. We can help you with that. So there's a tour only package price and then there's an air inclusive package price. We also should mention that underneath that, there is an early booking discount. If you deposit by September 1, I don't know that you should wait that long, Gene.
Act now. Supplies are limited.
Thank you. Because we've seen these sell out so quickly when we do that. Remember when we first did your very first one after you resumed to travel with groups and we were at Sprecher and
oh
in
gosh.
48 hours we had sold it out. So yeah, I anticipate this is going to go pretty quickly. So September 1 is the booking deadline to get the early booking discount of $250 per person. So why not take advantage of that? I mean, I've been accused of calling people cheap. I'm a Dutchman, and I'm as cheap as they come. I definitely. You're German. You're tight.
I squeeze a nickel till the buffalo winces.
There you go. So we want to make sure that you get the best discounts out there and available. And so, if you have calls for questions for Gene or Luann, we will be more. You can just call to say hi. We will take those calls. Evan, are you ready? Because the phones are going to light up. If you've got questions about the trip, we would be more than happy to entertain those or more specifics, whatever.
Yeah, because again, this is an opportunity that it's so unique in the fact that we're going to be doing that northern swing instead of the usual, as Rose called it, that Irish smile. If you've been before, this is your opportunity to see Ireland as you've never seen it. If you've never been to Ireland, this is, a great opportunity for you to see things that you have never experienced before that you probably have heard about. Well, let me tell you that all the good things are true. It's a fabulous place. Food is great. And the people. That's the part I love the best. I think, Luann, you were the same way.
No, definitely. I still remember that bar in, I don't remember the town, but it was so unique. The fun people that were there singing, Irish singers.
It was our first stop when we got off the plane, and it was fabulous. And you cannot overstate how cool that Irish pub experience is. The Guinness tastes fabulous and the people are fabulous, and you will be singing even if you can't carry a tune with a pickup truck. You will be singing, mark my words, as the Guinness flows.
Everybody I know that's ever been to Ireland falls in love with it. So
we'll even help you get some tea times in if you
this
need
is
that.
It. So look at this castle on the website. Again, your team on the website are doing a great job of really giving good pictures, good visuals, so you can kind of envision yourself going to these places. Check it out, foxworldtravel.com, under travel, like Rose said. Get your calls and texts in, the old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Even if it's just to say hi to Gene, he's back in the new studio for the first time. I feel honored that you're here with
us. I was picturing at home all those crestfallen faces when I first came on and you introduced me. It's like, here's the special guest. That's it?
Him?
He'll draw a crowd of tens.
It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And this might be one to go listen to again because we've got Gene Miller and Luann Miller on the show with us.
Exactly.
It's a big one.
So we should tell everybody that there's breakfast daily, and it's an Irish breakfast. So big old Irish breakfast, which normally means sausage and porridge, a.k.a. oatmeal and croissants and scones and all of that kind of stuff. Okay. But they also know we're Americans, and there's eggs and bacon and things like that. And then one lunch is included in 4 3-course dinners. So you'll see that you have opportunities to eat with the group, but it's not like you have to be together all the time, right, you guys?
That's our another attraction that really speaks to us is the fact that, yes, there is structure, but there is also freedom to go out and explore on your own, to break away from the group or go with a couple of people and just do what you want to do and indulge yourself in something that maybe the other 30, 40 people don't really care to be part of. And if you just want to be by yourself and get some you time, that's also permitted and encouraged.
Well, if I want to hang out with Gene and Luann, are you guys accessible? Do you hang out with people, or are you the guys that say you're going on the trip and then disappear into your room and we never see you again?
I have a one beer minimum. That's it. You know, just buy me a beer and I'm yours for the night. I'm very easy that way. No, we will be always available because we want to meet the people that are taking the time. This is such a compliment to have somebody say, you know, yeah, we want to see Ireland, but we want to see it with you. And they're going to pay money to do it. And the least you can do is share time. And people want to talk. And I'm always flattered by the people that want to talk about the old days, ask how Reitman is, ask about, you know, what I'm doing in retirement. And the other added attraction is they get to meet my wife, who is the star of the show. Literally.
That's what Rose says all the time.
She brings it. She's good.
You're too funny. I think the people that we meet are just fascinating. There's always some connection somehow, and that's fun.
Well, yeah, you find out that, you know, 15, 30 years ago, you know, you woke me up with a wake-up call on KTI, or I met you at this event, or maybe in some cases there are people that have been with us before on other Fox travels. So that's always refreshing and fun to see and hear when people, you know, it's a compliment when they say, you know, you were part of my life growing up, and I want to spend 11 days with you in a foreign country. Hopefully you won't live to regret that.
Well, what is it, 40 years for you guys? Is that what I heard you say?
Yes.
She's done it for 40. Somebody could do it for 11 days.
I would think. Yeah, with Ireland in the background, I'd make it a lot more tolerable.
Well, and stories with Gene and Luann over a pint, you can't beat that. I mean, as Luann referenced before, the pubs are just too much fun. And you think, oh, I don't know that I want to be in there with all those people. And the next thing you know, it just, what, sucks you in.
Well, yeah, it's social. It's what you would expect out of a pub. But also, you know, if you're not a drinker, you're still encouraged to come out because you're going to meet people you're never going to see again, probably, in Ireland, who have stories. They love Americans. They're so friendly. They're so vivacious. They want to share their country with you. They're so proud of where they are and who they are. And again, to get a foreign perspective on things, not just, you know, daily life, but they'll talk, you know, they'll ask you questions about what things are happening here in America. Be ready for that. And it makes you think. And it makes you proud to be an American, for one thing, but it also, you know, makes you conversant in how you believe in things. And they're not afraid to ask the tough questions. It's fun. I like it. It's such a great challenge.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have said it better. The people are so kind. I mean, I have wandered lost trying to walk back from the Guinness Brewery and my Google Maps let me down. And people were so helpful, and they, as you said, love us, and they're intrigued by what it's like to live here, what our politics are like, and those kinds of things. And what better topic than politics and a beer, right? As my dad used to say, those are off limits when you're drinking. But.
And I think, too, if you've never been overseas, you know, with COVID and everything else, delaying plans, this is a great way to take a trip overseas across the Atlantic to a country where they speak the language and the food is, like I said, fabulous. You won't be asked to eat worms or anything like that. If you want worms, go for it. But, I mean, it's comfortable. It's an easy fit, I think, for a first-time traveler. Ireland, Great Britain, I think it's very comfy.
Yeah, especially with the language, you don't have to worry about that at all. I think another thing we really enjoyed is history, and the history there is so deep. There's so much there that it's fascinating. And age, that one of our stops on there, we did see that one before, and I was just fascinated by that
Which was at that 6th century church and
yes.
castle.
Yeah. Yes.
And you will not get bored by castles or churches.
Absolutely not. They all have their unique stories. And it's not like when you go to Europe and people call those ABC tours,
right.
another bloody church, another bloody cathedral, another bloody castle. Nothing like that. These are all very different. What I also like about this itinerary is we're going to Waterford. Not all itineraries do go to Waterford, so...
You keep saying we. Are you going on this trip, Rose?
Very likely.
Oh,
all right.
I'm not letting them go and have all the fun.
All right.
Waterford is the place with the crystal, correct?
That's right.
So
yeah.
How much of my 401k are you going to be leaving behind there?
Yeah, just a
we'll
bit.
See.
We do have to take one final break. Gene Miller and Luann with us as well. Get your calls and texts in. The Old National Bank talk and text line 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Getting ready to hear a bunch of this music. Gene and Luann Miller in on the conversation with Ireland. We've been talking a lot about that this hour, but you got a lot of other trips going too.
We absolutely do. So when you go to the page that we have continually referenced so that you can find the information about the Gene Miller Spectacular Ireland, which is foxworldtravel.com, you go to travel, you go to the vacation travel tab, and then under Fox Group Vacations. So you scroll down, you see exotics, timeless wonders of Vietnam, visions of Japan, splendors of Egypt, Hawaii is there. Then you get to the Europe land tour. And two of them are side by side, Battlefields, Bavaria and Germany Reborn. And then next to that is Spectacular Ireland with Gene Miller. Both fantastic trips.
This makes me so happy because when I started doing this show with you, it was during COVID.
Yeah.
And this page was very empty.
Yes, it was.
You have so many trips going in the next year. It is impressive. It's
yeah.
really cool.
And we're so glad that after Gene took a year off completely, like totally retired and fell
disappeared.
Off, disappeared, MIA. He's back.
Well, at least for 11 days in Ireland, that's for sure. And Luann and I can't wait for this. And part of the fun of traveling is having that year to anticipate. So buy in now. That way you can do your research and look at our itinerary and find out where you're going to go and get your questions ready. And I think that's the beauty of travel. That's, you know, during COVID when we couldn't do anything, there was nothing to look forward to. You couldn't anticipate anything.
Right.
Now the world is your oyster once again. And here's your chance to reintroduce yourself to Ireland if you haven't been in a while. Like Luann and I, it's been 20 plus years, 23 years. So we're waiting to see the old sites and find the new sites and taste the old familiar favorites.
There you go. And then we also want to thank Julie, who is on with us at the top of the hour,
yes.
who reminded us that there's a Fox exclusive sale happening soon. Those of you who are Fox fans and have been with us for the 25 plus years that this sale has been going on might know about it. But those of you who don't, this is the largest sale that Apple Vacations indulges in with one of their travel partners in the nation.
And it's a July sale. It's already July 8th. I would guess it's coming up pretty soon.
You know what? They told me if I let one more thing slip, I'm done. So I'm not saying anything else.
I tried, everyone.
Not saying anything else. But Julie did let you know that getting some information to one of our travel advisors in advance is a really smart thing to do because then they can get going right away. Where do you want to go? With whom do you want to travel? How many people are traveling? Give us some ages. Give us what it is you like to do on these winter getaways, and we can start working on it.
All right. I hope Chelsea's listening because she's who's working with us for Costa Rica.
She's our girl.
If she's got some news, I'll need to know as soon as she gets it. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming on the
Thank
show.
You.
It was great to meet you, Luann. Good to see you again,
And we
Gene.
Did have a text that said, is that Gene's wife on? She's got a beautiful radio voice.
She does. It's
yeah.
very pleasant. It's very pleasant. Nice
Thanks.
Voice. If you ever want to do the show, just let me know and I'll sleep in and you can come help Rose out. We'll be back next week.
We're back next week.
All right, we do it every Saturday at 9 o'clock, the Fox World Travel Show. Thanks for all your calls and texts today.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.